First thing, I was going to let Jeff visit with you about getting the new boilers in the basement of the old courthouse.
I just come this morning to get permission to get this started, to get our bids put out. We encumbered, I think, $56,000 last year, replaced them. I just want to get all the bids out, get this ball rolling. We can kind of have something in here by the end of April, so when the heating season's down, we can get this thing done in June or July, kind of work with the contractor on it. So, right now, I just want his permission to go out for bids on this and get it started.
Okay.
Is verbal motion for that?
Is verbal on that to go out for bids?
To go out for bids?
Mm-hmm. That's what you're requesting?
Yes.
Go out for bids. Just to go out for bids.
Two of them.
Well, the whole unit.
The whole unit.
Yeah, it's okay. Going to be a whole new system.
You need motion?
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Call for vote.
Commissioner Bieber?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McClellan?
Yes.
You got any idea what those are going to run?
We encumbered $56,000, but hope we'll come in under that.
Because the new ones
are going to have new venting where there'll be PVC, so we won't have that big ductwork anymore. We can change a lot of stuff, and then the fresh air supply won't have. So piping is going to stay the same. We're going to use what we have there, but tie into our valves. We're going to have two sets of four on each side. And the new ones are only going to be 24 inches tall by 18 inches wide.
Those old? Don't they have an asbestos wrap on? Is that asbestos?
Not when those were put in. I already checked that.
I didn't know if they were still in or not.
No, they're really old ones.
Yeah, they're old.
These are not.
Okay. I'm just curious about that. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
The first item I had there in your packet were the maps on the asphalt and chip seal. That's just for your guys' information. And the next thing is the dust inhibitor letter application. It's getting ready to go out. That is the same as 2019.
Is the cost the same as last year?
I'm sorry?
Cost the same as last year?
$1.50. But we're applying it again this year.
Do you remember what that total is?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember what the total was? That's right. I'm just curious.
No, I do not remember how many loads we got last year right off the top of my head. I just know it was, I think we figured a mile and a half more because of 1,700 that we did that. This year we figured an additional 4 miles because of the detour on during the construction of Tucker Corner.
Okay.
And the next item is the letter awarding funding to Montgomery County on Peter Pan. We applied for HRRR funding to go from where the city had left off on Peter Pan in front of the hospital and put a shoulder, asphalt shoulder on it to 4,600. Also make improvements at the intersection of Oak and Peter Pan. And I have a project programming request to be signed by the commissioners on that project. Yes, ma'am, all three of them, and I would need a motion to sign that. The cost looks for the county's cost, their preliminary is going to be $62,000 for that. The Fed would be
$378,000. This is widening it to the shoulder.
The adding shoulder.
Right.
Paving the surface.
Turn the motion to sign.
Motion.
Second.
Peter Pan.
Commissioner Bingham.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner McManus.
Yes.
Yes.
This is for 2022?
That is correct.
You got a total cost on that project?
The estimate was federal share, I think, was $378,000.
So what you got here, is that going to cover our cost, or are we going to have to add to that?
We'll have to add to that. Our share would be $62,000.
Just $62,000, okay.
That's preliminary. That was just on our application. You know how applications change from actual work.
So I didn't hear what you said on the 60.
Yeah.
62,000.
Does it need to be attested?
I believe there is a place for you.
Fred? You still on schedule for Tuck the Corner?
You're jumping ahead.
Okay, I'll wait.
The next item is the, let me make sure I'm where I need to be, update on the Kansas Department of Emergency Management. You had asked where we stood as far as FEMA.
Yep.
This is my email that, yes, you're still on the list.
I know we're on their list.
That is all he said, and I asked for a timeline, but he still said we were only on a list and they're working as fast as they can.
That's correct. He just assured us that it had not gone away. So.
Alright.
You just gotta have good records, right?
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Supposedly. And update on the information on the Federal Highway Administration Relief Fund. I don't know that it's made it to your packet or not, but we have a number through the state on 4,700, or I guess 4,500, and then also we've been approved for the repairs that we are doing and have done to County Road 3000, County Road 2800, and also 1800. 1800 is East 8th Street. About that, or
so just one more time, that's through the FEMA emergency relief at all?
No,
this is through the state.
Actually, it's through the Federal Highway Administration. Those are the on system, the functional classified roads that have to have over $5,000 damage and
per site. Okay. And
yes.
These hit that.
Yes, yep. Hit that. And that is the Federal Highway Administration handling that. But they've handed that back down to the states to take care of that. And I think this may be the state's first rodeo as far as it's concerned, because it's taken a while to get the number and they're starting to figure things out. So we're having to go through the quality-based selection to get an engineer. And we've already done that. Hopefully here in the next 30 days or so, they'll start designing and getting
they're ready. Going through the quality phase, or you all went through that?
We went to have, yeah, this is just like a state project now, is the way they're handling this. So.
All right.
And that is going to be, it's in excess of $500,000 on that one, on 4,500. And the other ones are going to be on reimbursement. Next item I had in there was the 2020 County Commissioners Road Officials Meeting, just a reminder of that. It's going to be maybe next month.
Maybe.
If they don't cancel it. So.
Looks like there needs to be a name change there at the top, that bottom part.
I kind of like the way it sounds. Robert, you'd ask about the wind farm traffic in the Fred tab. I got with Sandy. Matt has got some information for you guys to hand out that Sandy had sent him. They had issued a moratorium, which has stopped everything until November of this year. So all they have is contracts signed with individual landowners to do this. They're putting up what they call a MET tower, which measures wind speed, I guess everything, meteorological, to see if it's going to be worth their time to put towers up. The Wind Farm Advisory Committee consists of five people. Sandy is on it, and they're discussing nine major concerns. I'm assuming they're probably on that sheet that I just handed you. That's about all I know right now. So no construction, no nothing has started. So. Matt may be able to elaborate on that, because I know Matt's looking into it.
I know some of the roads I've seen over there where they've gone through. I don't know how effective they are, but they're putting fines and posting them out there for commercial trucks on this road, $500 fine, and not putting the weight limit, just saying no commercial trucks. I don't know whether that would be anything we'd want to look at later on. Just keep it in the back of your mind, and you know, it all comes down to enforcement anyway. If that
happens.
Yeah,
I was going to say it comes down to enforcement, and I don't know that. I've seen, I don't know, do they have such a sign, Matt?
Yeah, they have said signs.
I've seen them. Yeah, I looked at them this weekend.
It says no commercial, no truck over here, so much weight.
Yeah, it just says no commercial. It is commercial.
But then, you know, the reason, I think we had signs up all over the county.
We had 27 tons up. We just said no truck.
Right, but we took them down because we had no enforcement, and they were just costing us money to maintain them and mow around them. So,
didn't we put some up down nearby?
We did. We put some up on Olive Street Road and then on Havana Blacktop, right. And the Highway Patrol has been enforcing that because of the construction for us. So,
yeah, we got to hold them to see if they would, because they're coming through and right downtown there.
You are correct.
Havana.
Yep. Okay. Next thing I have is a signatures on an employee change of status. We had an employee retire, and then we have an employee transfer from the appraiser's office to Public Works. Next item, Commissioner Beaver, is Tucker Corner. That was bid out on the 10th of March, and I requested they have a start date as soon as the contracts were signed. So hopefully in the next 45 days, they'll begin construction. down there. And I have a commitment of county funds to be signed by the county, by all three commissioners. I would need a resolution for that, and also need you to sign and seal that as well.
Okay.
What it is the bids came in at $829,000, and the total is going to be around $97,000. The county share, that would be the inspection and construction. Previously, they were estimating county share to be $88,000 back in January. So this is what we'll... I need a
motion.
Motion.
Is it just the chairman or all of them?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Okay. Got a first and second call for the vote. First, second.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McManus?
Yes. There's just one sheet there, Jim?
Yes.
Top sheet?
Yes. That sheet on there. Next item is noxious weed. Discuss the vacant position in noxious weed department. We had somebody quit last month, and we have someone who's interested that's in the road and bridge department. And I would like permission from the board to fill that position in noxious weed by transferring someone from the individual from road and bridge.
Full-time and noxious weed? Full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
Say that again, Jim.
We have an opening in noxious weed. There's someone that quit last month, and we have an individual in the road and bridge department who would like to chance to fill that position and get moved to the noxious weed department, household hazardous waste, full-time.
Has he worked there before or know anything about it, or just new for him? Or?
He has helped Bill before in the household hazardous waste portion of it. It's John DeLeon, who he's been a previous employee and left, and he's came back. He's been here about a year now, the second go around, and he would like to go over there.
I don't have a problem. You need a motion on
motion,
that?
Yes.
Yeah. Motion. Second. Call for the vote.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McManus?
Yes.
And that leaves a vacancy in Road and Bridge. I think last week I came and asked to fill two vacancies. I filled one of those with the transfer from the appraiser's office. That leaves me with another opening. I would like the commission to fill both the, I guess, just put it in the minutes. Does that work?
No, I'm going to put it that you fill one of the two positions by transfer.
And then by John getting transferred, that opens up another position.
So now you've got another.
We still have two positions.
Still two.
Still have two in Road and Bridge.
Yes. Next item is the bid tabs on the graders. And we had two bids, one from John Deere and one from Cat. Our recommendation is to go with the Caterpillar, the 12M3 motor grader. It's a 2019 new model.
I haven't caught up with you. Were you just a motor grader?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I just got that. Yes.
Okay.
My recommendation is that we trade in our motor grader to Caterpillar and accept their bid of the $177,612.
Motion.
Second. Call the vote.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McMillan?
Yes.
The second item on the equipment is a used excavator. We received five bids from three different companies, and Public Works recommendation is that we accept the bid from Foley Equipment for the 2016 315 excavator.